USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Today marks 56 years since the bloodshed over voting rights in Alabama.
The blood of John Lewis and so many other brave and righteous souls that was spilled in Selma on this Sunday in 1965 sanctified a noble struggle. And when the country saw those images that night, America was forced to confront the denial of democracy.
President Joe Biden signed an executive order to expand access to voting on the anniversary of Bloody Sunday. It alters the way the federal government handles elections, including by increasing voting and voter registration access for criminals in prison and on probation. A third and fourth staffer of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo have come forward accusing him of sexual harassment. Anna Liss and Karen Hinton were aides on Cuomo's staff. New York's attorney general plans to have an outside law firm investigate. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.